More than a week has passed since Black Jewel filed for bankruptcy and sent home 576 workers. They're still waiting to hear if they've been laid off or heading back to work soon. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports employees are stuck in limbo, though many aren't struggling to keep busy.
Rory Wallet walks into the Campbell County Library and asks for a key to the conference room. The tattooed and bearded Black Jewel worker is helping set up a meeting with his coworkers. Since he was sent home July 1st, he's traded in his old full-time job for a new one of sorts, setting up a support network for Black Jewel workers.
I've been busy 24/7.
Wallet has become the face of Wyoming's Black Jewel employees. It all started when he opened up a Facebook group.
Last week, I just figured the page would be throw some information together, put some job openings on there, and I never imagined it to grow like it has.
Now, Wallet's days are packed. Sometimes he's setting up a place to meet, like today. He's sending people groceries. He's even working to support Black Jewel employees in Appalachia who are also out of a job. Like one family who couldn't afford their son's medicine.
So he's on chemo and his chemo meds were running out and the insurance had dropped back east. So we just put it on our credit or debit card. It was no big deal.
But Wallet has four kids and a lot to worry about himself. Helping people is helping him cope with the stress.
It's great that we're focusing on the positives, that we're not sitting there and just sitting at home getting drunk. Let's pay it forward however we can and keep it going, and we're a big family.
Wallet is just the tip of the iceberg. In a week, the whole city of Gillette has started to buzz. This is a weekday when all 600 of Black Jewel's employees would otherwise be at work. Yet they're busy tackling another job, forming prayer circles all over the city, responding to Facebook requests for grocery and bill help, handing out petitions, planning fundraisers, like three women stationed at a kitchen table in a white ranch home outside of Gillette.
Hi.
Kelly Coulter is one of them. She works for an organization called Thrivent Financial and is using her skills to raise money and help families feel comfortable in this time of limbo.
But I think the anticipation of not knowing what to expect, that's the thing that's really eating people up. Is if they knew, okay, well, this is going to go on for this amount of time, or here's what's coming in the future, but it's terrifying.
Former Eagle Butte worker Michelle Young sits at her kitchen table with Coulter. She says groceries and medicine isn't all that's needed.
I mean, some of these guys work 20, 15 years even at the mine. They don't know anything else. Like, that's their life. That's what they know. And so they don't even know how to fill out a resume, get online, fill out applications.
Over at Gillette College, several local and state agencies are presenting available resources to about 40 Black Jewel employees.
And I want to welcome you all to our informational session.
That's Rick Manshine, manager at the Gillette Workforce Center. He introduces representatives to talk about unemployment, insurance options, job fairs. He says the center has grown to average 70 visitors a day now. Manshine says many Black Jewel folks he's met already have new jobs.
Most places are underemployed and looking for employees. If there's a bright side to this, it's that timing was in a situation where people are looking for employees.
Even Black Jewel was looking to hire people before they went bankrupt. The sun starts to go down as a buzzing Gillette settles for the night. It's breezy and warm outside Rory Wallet's house. Friends of his, Sean and Tandy, are over, both equipment operators for Black Jewel. They didn't want to include their last names. Bills are coming due for them, and their last paychecks didn't even cash, so they're feeling pretty desperate.
A couple hours, I was getting ready to go visit my son. We're on our way, and I look at my bank account, and I'm upside down that whole check. I've never had a negative bank account.
The couple have canceled their monthly payments like Netflix and cable. Now they can't even get their car out of a mechanic. Friends have been helping, but it's been stressful.
He can only mow the lawn so many times in 1 week, you know. There's not much we can do sitting at home.
Luckily, Sean's old employer is giving him his job back. Tandy's trying to find some houses to clean. Wallet shoves a wad of cash in Sean's pocket before they head home.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, we're
like I said, Sean, get away from
Wallet now sits outside, still on his phone, responding to messages, and says once he goes back to work, he can finally relax. His wife, Brandy, says she's wanted to throw that thing in the trash a few times. Their four kids join them outside, avoiding branches standing by them.
This is Patrick. He's our 16-year-old. This is Spencer.
They like having Mr. Mom around, as he calls himself. But his youngest, Ashlyn, hopes her dad doesn't stick around too long.
I want him to go back to work.
I want him to go back to work.
Wallet, Sean, Tandy, and the many others hold out hope they can return from this job to their old one sooner than later. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.